أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال بل سولت لكم أنفسكم أمرا فصبر جميل عسى الله أن يأتيني بهم جميعا إنه هو العليم الحكيم وتولى عنهم وقال يا أسفى على يوسف وبيضت عيناه من الحزن فهو كظيم صدق الله العظيم. These are verses 83 and 84 of Surah Yusuf. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about the brothers coming back from Egypt to Canaan, and they related to Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salatu wassalam the incident as they had known it, as they had seen what they had seen, that Binyamin had stolen the measuring cup or the goblet of the king, and hence he has now been held as prisoner. They had two additional backups. One was that you may send a messenger to Egypt and you will find out the truth, and this is what it is. And secondly, the caravans that came back with us, they will also bear witness to the fact that we are speaking the truth. All of that was in its place. Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salatu wassalam's response, قال بل سولت لكم أنفسكم أمرا. He said to them that certainly you people have contrived, you have fabricated in your hearts, or your hearts have fabricated the matter. In other words, whatever you are saying to me is not the truth. This is a kind of conspiracy. This is a story in simple language that you have made up. Now remember, going back when the sons had come home after they threw Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam into the well, and when they said what they said, that a wolf devoured, ate him up, Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salatu wassalam's response was the same to the sons. بَلْ سَوَّلَتْ لَكُمْ أَنفُسُكُمْ أَمْرًا فَصَبَرٌ جَمِيلٌ. Now there, it was 100% accurate that they had contrived, they fabricated, they made up, they conspired, they had done all of this. But these sons in this situation, it is not true that they have said or they have done or they have made up an incident, a story. And hence here, the ulama have expressed some very important details, that this is a Nabi of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Yes, Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam may make errors of judgment, but Allah Ta'ala will not keep them on that error. Allah Ta'ala will correct them. Here there is no correction. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala left it as it was. So when he is speaking, who is he speaking to? He is speaking to his sons. Allah Ta'ala had put the haqq and the truth on the tongue of Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salatu wassalam, and now he is including that son that is the Aziz, that son that is on the throne of Egypt, Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam, in this address. That all of this is something that you have connived, something that you have made up, you have contrived. And hence Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salatu wassalam was so sure that Binyamin would have not done such a thing. On the other hand, there's a group of mufassirin have also spoken about a very important aspect. What was wrong in this whole issue? You saw that the cup, the measuring cup, had come out, it emerged from the goods of Binyamin, but that doesn't make him a thief. Nobody had seen the fact that he had stolen the cup. Now if that king of Egypt or that Aziz had taken him by the law of Yaqub alayhi salam, which was the law of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, that had he taken had he taken Binyamin as a prisoner in lieu of the theft, then obviously he had left out a very important aspect. And what was that? An investigation. This is the law of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, and as a matter of fact, this is the law of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When there's an allegation, there has to be an investigation, witnesses, evidence, all of that has to be brought to the fore. So, بَلْ سَوَّلَتْ لَكُمْ أَنفُسُكُمْ أَمْرًا. You have erred over here, you have made a mistake that you needed to have brought all of these matters up. You cannot take it that my bin Yamin has stolen the cup on the basis that it had come out from his goods and his belongings. But nonetheless, فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ. Sabr is most excellent. Now to be patient, to be persevering, to endure, all of this is most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is the most excellent path that I will take. Asallahu ayyatiyani bihim jami'a. Something comes to Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salatu wassalam that was never mentioned before, that perhaps I have the hope in Allah ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring them all together to me. Now all of this time, Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salatu wassalam had gone through all of this, but this is the point in which Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salatu wassalam verbally expresses what is called husnu dhan billah, his good thoughts about Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, about which he will speak about later in the verses. And this is something that we as believers should never ever lose. No matter what the circumstances may be, no matter what the situation is, no matter how difficult things may seem, materially in this worldly life, they may seem to be blockages, they may seem to be dead ends, they may seem to be nothing else out. But remember the Qudrat, the power, the might of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala supersedes everything else in this material world. Often what happens is our gaze is on this world, the material means, and more than often we forget Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And hence this is the very, very important lesson of this ayat. Asallahu ayyatiyani bihim jami'a. He's lost one son, the whereabouts are not known. Another son is taken as a prisoner. That is never easy for any father. And then the third son voluntarily stays back in Egypt. But he has this hope in Allah. Asallahu ayyatiyani bihim jami'a. Innahu huwa al-alimul hakim. Certainly, indeed, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he is al-alim. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is all-knowing. Allah Ta'ala is all wise. He knows the whereabouts, he knows the circumstances, he knows the situation, and he is all wise. And in his wisdom, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will do and does whatever Allah Ta'ala so desires. Watawalla anhum. Now Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salatu wassalam turns away from them, turns away from his sons. Waqala ya asafa ala Yusuf. And he says, how I grieve about my Yusuf. And now here the news of Binyamin is now taken as a prisoner, but Yaqub alayhi salatu wassalam expresses grief, sorrow and distress with regards to Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. وَبِيَضَّتْ عَيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْحُزْنِ. And his eyes become white because of the grief. White would mean that he has become totally, or he has become partially blind. فَهُوَ كَظِيمٌ. And Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salatu wassalam is suppressive. He is suppressing that grief within himself, that up to now, Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salatu wassalam did not speak about his grief verbally. Suppressed, it was all in his heart, but he had never brought it up verbally. And again, Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salatu wassalam shows us a very, very important lesson. Inshallah, we'll continue. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.